Let's talk piano tech, because piano tech is interesting. Being physically modeled, it can sound like almost anything you want it to sound like. And so I'm starting with a non-default preset. This is mine. And one thing that I want to talk about really is the condition slider. This condition slider is kind of what makes life interesting. Right now, I've just turned it to zero. It was at 0.14, so everything is exactly on point. I'm going to crank it. Okay, we're at 6.74, so we've just jumped a huge amount. I'll go back and do it slower in a minute, but listen to these now. It's a bit disgusting, isn't it? So it's at 2.01 now, so we don't have a digitally clean, sterile piano anymore. So what I like to do is around the 0.75 mark, 0.75. It's a little bit tuned. Do you hear that? It's a bit beaty against itself, but it gives a bit more realism because no piano is ever going to be 100% perfect. And piano tech by default, unless you mess with the condition slider, I think starts out at 0.0. So with complete control, knob number two, just does make that a little less ick. So that's a preset, just one. Now what I'll do is switch to factory, and I'm just going to filter by favorites. And so, because it's been said before that piano tech is very sterile and they don't have the piano sound quite the same, I don't really believe that. So this is not trying to sell anybody the product, by the way. This is just an idea I had to just quickly go through some of these in quick order, not stopping on anything unless it catches my attention. So, like, for example, this Felt Petra, the Ant Petra Felt 2 preset. I really like this one. A lot of key noise in that. You hear all that? So where's the condition slider in all this? It's at 0.90, so even from the factory they've actually changed this condition. So it's quite a bit plonky. And if we take it all the way down to zero, it will be very clean and too nice. That could be said to be sterile. Just gonna. All right, this one's a funny one. I like this one. This one is, it's a C. Bechstein DG bass and piano split. So you can do your walking jazz bass or your not walking jazz bass if you want. This is one of those I could happily play for hours, and I have done. I like it. If you go down the piano, you can literally see it becomes less piano and more bass. It's very clever how they've done it. I don't honestly quite understand how that they do that, because piano tech is scary to me. And yeah, but it's doable. Oh, this one is cinematic. Bechstein DG cinematic. So you can. It's quite dark. I like it. Cosmic, same piano, the Bechstein DG Cosmic this time. It's their version of the felt now. Each of the pianos in Pianotech have two felts, at least, I think. Some have three, maybe only two. I don't know. So this is a different type of felt sound. I like that. Where's the condition slider for that? It's at zero, exactly zero. So I'm going to take it up. I'm trying higher than I normally would. We're going for 2.22. I just landed on that. What's this now? That's quite drastic, isn't it? All right, so one thing I didn't show. Let's start the condition at zero. And I'll keep playing an F major chord like this. And I'll turn the condition slider up. And as I turn it up to 10, which is the maximum, you'll hear what happens. So that's condition 10. So a C major scale sounds like this now. That's C. That is not A. I repeat, that is C. And if you're counting at home, that was C major three times over, I think. Or was it four? Three, I think. So lowest C. That's not a C. That's not a C. That's not a C. That's not a C. That's definitely not a C. That's not a C either. That's what the condition slider can do for you when it's ridiculous. What did I set it to now? 0.85. So yeah, I'm going to stop here. I could do a whole YouTube video about this instead of an audio post, and I may do, and then I go more in depth. But that's Pianotech a little bit. I think it's interesting. It's more than it looks on the outside, and I would encourage people to investigate it because it's different than sample pianos in some really, really, really cool ways.